This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And today we have a giant of a lineup for you. My first guest is one of the funniest guys in this business, working for over 50 years as a stand-up comedian. Tom Dreesen will be here. The legendary Smokey Robinson will be joining us from the great state of Tennessee. Senator Marsha Blackburn will be here to talk about her new book. Actor Dirk Locker will be on the program. Campaign manager for the President Trump campaign, who wrote a new book, David Bossi, from the Carbonaro Effect. This guy's unbelievable. Michael Carbonaro, and one of the top producers for PBS, my friend Bob Chittister. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily when we come back. My first guest this first hour, comedian Tom Dreesen.
This is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature.
I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. You have no idea how excited I am to have our next guest with us. I haven't talked to him in so long. He's a dear friend and one of the nicest guys, not only in show business, anywhere in the world. He's been on TV with 500 appearances on things like The Tonight Show with Johnny, David Letterman, Columbo. He's been on Murder, She Wrote. He's been everywhere, and he's out right now with a new book called Still Standing, my pal Tom Dreesen. Hey, Tommy, how are you? Thank you for joining us. It's been too long, my friend.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? How have you been?
I have been great.
When people say to me, do you really know Ron Segi? I said, yeah. They said, prove it. I said, he looks just like Brad Pitt. They said, you know him.
Now, I was getting concerned why we haven't talked. I don't know if it's something I said.
I know, Ronnie, and that's your fault. You know, it's all your fault. You know, it's because I owe you money doesn't mean that you can't call me once in a while.
Well, you know, the problem is that I had that little case with the FBI, and I knew that you were, you know, you didn't want to taint your reputation, so I just kind of stayed away. But hey, you know, that's water over the dam, and
thank God you pleaded the fifth. That's
I know.
All I'm saying.
I plead the fifth, the eighth, the 27th. I'd plead anything they tell me to plead. Congratulations on this book. I have in front of me a book that is about 15 years old. It's called Tim and Tom, an American comedy in black and white. Tim Reed and Tom Dreesen, who, if you don't know, used to be a comedy team together. But I'm going to set that aside, and I'm going to ask for Halloween for Still Standing. Tell us about this book. This is great.
This is my 51st year in show business. And as you pointed out, Tim Reed and I were America's first black and white comedy team. And we toured together 6 years, and then the team split up, and I went on my own, and as Tim did. And later, Tim later became Venus Flytrap on WKRP.
Right.
He was on a show called Sister Sister. He played the father. He's got a and we're still the best of friends to this day. But I went off on my own, and when I started going on my own, I journaled. Everywhere I went, if something poignant or something funny happened, I'd write it down. And I've been collecting these stories for years. As you pointed out, I did 61 appearances on The Tonight Show, and that first appearance on The Tonight Show, how important it was. So I start writing those things down, and then I start touring with Sammy Davis Jr. and Smokey Robinson and Natalie Cole and Gladys Knight and the Pips, Tony Orlando and Don, and, of course, finally touring with Frank Sinatra for 14 years as his opening act. I put it all together, and this a couple years ago, I said, I want to write a book. And the title, as you point out, is called Still Standing, because it's a double entendre. You know, I'm a stand-up comedian for 51 years, and I'm still doing it. So I'm still standing, but I've also been knocked down a lot in my life, and physically knocked down, as the book points out, you know, but I got back up again. And a lot of rejections, and as we all go through in our life, and especially in show business, but I wouldn't let it defeat me, and I kept getting back up again.
Up to the point that you were on The Tonight Show back in 1975, it was very, very tough. That was the turning point. You made a deal that, you know, God treated you kind of unfairly up to that point, but then the rest of the life, he said, hey, this is yours.
I've always felt like God said, the first half of your life, I'm going to put a load on you. But if you survive, the second half is on me.
Mm-hmm.
And God kept his promise.
Oh, that's good. There's a funny story that he was my only chance to meet Frank Sinatra. Tom says, I'm going to be in Daytona. Come backstage at intermission, and I'll introduce you to Frank Sinatra. So I go back with my wife, and I see the sign says Frank Sinatra on the door. And I walk down about 10 steps, and Tom's dressing room is on the right. He's already done his first set. And I'm standing in the hallway waiting for Mr. Sinatra to come out. Tom says, you should come in and have a glass of wine. I said, oh, that's a good idea. I go in and have a glass of wine, come back in the hallway. Bingo, he's gone. He's on stage. You got to tell the story, Tom, about the time that he woke you up in the middle of the night to meet you at a bar.
Frank Sinatra never went to bed till the sun came up. He was nocturnal. So whether we were on the road or off the road, when the sun came up, Frank went to bed. So oftentimes we were off the road. I would go stay at his house. He had a compound down in Rancho Mirage in the Palm Springs area, and a huge compound. And the compound was a main house where he stayed, and there were swimming pools and tennis courts. They had bungalows on the outer perimeter of the compound called Strangers in the Night, Tender Trap, New York, New York, My Way, and they named after his songs.
Sure.
And he would come and get me some nights at 2:30, 3 in the morning and say, Tommy, let's go take a ride. One particular night, there was a bar down the street called Chaplin's Bar, and Frank loved to go in there. It was on Frank Sinatra Drive. But Sydney closed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he would give Frank the keys and say, you know, the bar is yours. You know, Frank would always leave enough money there. And once in a while, a bartender would stay because Frank tipped $100 whenever you brought him one drink. Somebody would like to hang there. But in this particular night, you know, Frank always locked the front door at 2 o'clock, and we stayed in there till the sun came up. He forgot to lock the front door. And now it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm talking to him, looking over his shoulder, and I see a car pull up, and a woman gets out of the passenger side. There's two women in there, and she comes running in the bar. She runs up right behind him. She said, excuse me, do they have a jukebox in here? And Frank Sinatra turned around and looked her right in the face and said, I'm sorry, what did you say? She said, do they have a jukebox in here? And Frank looked around, and he said, no, I don't think so. No, they don't. He said, I'll sing for you. She said, no, thanks. And she turned around and she walked out. He looked at her like a little boy was watching her go out the door. And I said, she obviously didn't recognize you. He said, maybe she did.
Maybe she did. I've told that story so many times. That is a great story. You know, you've got this thing that you got going via Zoom of the man who made Sinatra laugh. Tell us about that, Tommy.
We can't perform now because of the COVID thing all over America. Frank Sinatra fans all over the world are always writing to me, can you tell me about this, tell me about that. So what I did, I put together a Zoom broadcast. It was called The Man Who Made Sinatra Laugh. And they sent me all their questions. And I was on it for 2 hours. But I would answer their questions with a poignant story or a very funny story. You know, lessons I learned from Frank Sinatra along the way and stuff like that. So it was really an entertaining. I thought it was going to last. We thought it would last an hour. It lasted 2 hours.
Wow.
And was very successful.
And book is out right now. It's available anywhere you can buy books.
Amazon.com, by the way, will get it to your house in 2 days. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have invested in that stock. They're amazing.
Yeah, you order like a paperclip and they deliver it. You know, it's amazing. I don't know how they make any money.
Yeah.
But they are.
Yeah.
Have you seen your buddy, the helmet hair fellow, Frankie Avalon?
Oh, yeah. I just talked to him the other day. And Jimmy Darren, James Darren.
Yeah.
You know, two buddies of mine from Philadelphia. And Bobby Rydell and I just did a show. Now, I'm a Chicago boy.
Yeah, I know.
But when I came out here, to the West Coast. I never got along well with show business people. I think they're mostly a bunch of prima donna, spoiled brats who most of them never worked a day in their life and do not know what it's like to work a day in their life. I'm talking about real work.
Yeah.
So I gravitated more toward neighborhood guys. Frankie Avalon,
right.
Bobby Rydell, Jimmy Darren, they're all from South Philadelphia. Joe Pesci's from New Jersey. Joe Montaigne, Gary Sinise, Eddie Marinaro, you know, Frankie Valli. We just sit around and tell stories and stuff like that. So those are the kind of guys I still am friends with to this day. Smokey Robinson from Detroit, you know.
And you're right about that. And your description of show business people is also applicable to politicians who never worked a day in their life and get a time. It's the same kind of situation. When this COVID thing ends, are you going to go back out then?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know what inspired me, Ronnie? Many years ago, I was working at Harrah's with Sammy Davis Jr., and George Burns was appearing next door at Caesar's in Lake Tahoe. And I had done the Dean Martin roasting George, and I had met him before that, and I really liked him a lot. And so after my show, I went over to catch his show, and I watched. He was 95 years old. He didn't run out to the microphone, but when he got out there, he did a strong hour and 10 minutes. And afterward, I went backstage, and then he was looking at some notes. And I walked into his dressing room, and I said to him, "Hey, George, how you doing?" He looked up from his notes. He said, "Oh, hi, Tommy." He said, "I was working on some new material tonight," and I thought, that's what I want to be. I want to be 95 years old working on new material. Yeah. So that's how I want to go out, you know.
I asked Milton Berle one time, "Do you want to retire?" And he said, "To what?" So he said, if I go, people recognize me, so I might as well get paid for it. People ask me, "When are you going to retire?" I said, "This is not a heavy lifting job. No, I'm not digging a ditch someplace. Nice and air conditioned here. I get to talk to Tom Dreesen. I mean, life couldn't be better."
Frank Sinatra told me one time, I said, "Frank, about retirement." He said, "Tommy, we'll quit going to see them when they quit coming to see us."
Oh.
What a good line. Huh?
Well, and he knew that was never going to happen, so that still standing, available on Amazon, every place else, and we can check into Zoom here to see the show?
No, I haven't got one. I may do it again.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and what I'll do is I'll send out the word and call you and let you tell everybody. And all it is they simply go to a link,
right,
and link on the man who made Sinatra laugh. And if they can go to my website, TomDreesen.com, which is DREESEN. Most people spell my name wrong, but TomDreesen.com. You can find out whatever you want there.
Tom, do me a favor, though, okay?
Sure.
Really. Let's not talk like every 50 years, all right? I mean, you're a great guy, great friend. When I found out that you were going to be on the show today, I said, this is fantastic. I always enjoy talking to you. So let's stay in contact, and then when you start touring again, you'll see me in the front row.
I appreciate that, Ron. And do you have a guest house or a guest room? Because I may want to come and spend a couple of years.
I have a beautiful guest room. I got a pool. I got a car collection. Your home is my home. And the price is right up your alley.
It's in an alley?
No. You're welcome here anytime. You know that. I don't have to tell you that.
You got it. Thanks, Ronnie. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the interview. Always appreciate your interviews. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Tom. And still standing, get it on Amazon. Tommy Dreesen has been our guest. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. And it's good to have my next guest. He is the best, and that music proves it. A real American icon. Joining us right now is Smokey Robinson. Hi, Smokey. How you doing?
Ron, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great now that you are here, my friend. It's nice having you back on the program.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back, and thank you for doing this.
I have this brand new CD in front of me right now that includes six songs recorded in concert, six that have been your songs. I love recorded live music.
Oh, thank you. I do, too. In fact, Ron, even the ones that are studio cuts there, I recorded them live in the studio. By that, I mean, you know, I had the musicians in there playing while I was singing, which in today's recording world is unheard of, man.
I don't know how many people realize this, but you bring up an excellent point, and that is the fact that, I hate to say it this way, but we both are from this era. In the older days, they did all the music and the vocals together. And now you go in, the band maybe comes in on Wednesday, you come in on Monday.
Absolutely.
Doesn't have that.
The guitar players there on Thursday, you know, people who play and sing on the same records don't even see each other nowadays.
They don't even know their names or their faces.
Exactly.
I think that kind of takes away from the charisma of working with a live band, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely takes away the spontaneity, you know, because, you know, you can never imagine in your mind what somebody might play or sing, you know, when everything's going on at the same time. No matter what you've planned, you know, a lot of stuff goes on that's unplanned, and it's just a great thing. It's like doing a concert in the studio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when you're performing, I always like the live versions because it's kind of a little bit of a different arrangement, if you will, more of a Vegas-type thing where it's got a lot of energy to it. A lot of times in the studio, you're held back from doing that.
Well, absolutely you are.
How did you guys do it at Motown? Did you do it with all the musicians there?
Ron, when we first started, man, there was only one track.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
On that Ampex recorder.
If you're going to be on that record, you better be there that day. You better be in that studio at that time. There was no going back and overdubbing and all that stuff like that. You know, the best you could do is if you had two tracks of the same, of relatively the same tempo, if you wanted to do something, you might be able to splice two of those together. But other than that, you know, whoever's going to be on that record had better be in there when it's being recorded.
Well, I'm sure you ran into situations whereby your take was great, but the bass player screwed up or something.
Many times, that's why a lot of those songs, man, it was take 100. You know, exactly.
But those were the days when you really had all of the chemistry going at one time.
Sure you did, and I think the producers and the engineers in those days had to really be on top of the gigs, man, because you were mixing and doing all that as you were going along.
Absolutely. His log, 37 top 40 hits in your career. Unbelievable Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, Grammy for the Best R&B Performance, Soul Train Music Award, inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, what a career, Smokey.
Well, you know, I'm blessed, Ron. You know, I'm doing what I love and earning a living at it.
It's always nice to do what you love and be accepted the way you have been over the years. The fact of the matter is, Smokey has such a wide appeal.
Absolutely. absolutely. Music, man. I love. I mean, I think they're some of the greatest writers in the world. Those country songs tell those real down to earth life stories. You know, the walls are talking and all that.
Yeah, right. And the old bit where you play it backwards, you get your car back, the dog back, the
absolutely,
wife back.
Absolutely.
Everything comes back.
Everything comes back.
When I listen to these songs, the memories that they bring back are phenomenal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much, Ron.
How many gigs do you do a year, Smokey?
Well, you know, it's according to the ones that I like, man. I think that this year I bit off a whole lot more than I wanted to chew gig-wise, Ron, because we started a tour the last week in February that lasted until 2 weeks ago. We went all over the world and everything. And see, what my agents do is they trick me. They call me because I've already got dates in for next year, but they'll call me and say, Smoke, you know, next September we've got so-and-so. And it sounds like, okay, next September, that's a year away. I can do that. That, man.
Right.
But you look up and the whole schedule fills up, and so that's what happened to me this year. I'm tour wiped out. I mean, the tour's over, but I still have some dates that I have to fulfill for this year.
Because somebody came to me last September, wanted me to be in an event. September, that's got to be like a year away. Man, it came right up on you like crazy. And you think,
absolutely.
What am I doing this for?
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun. Where were the live performances recorded, Smokey?
All over the country, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so cool that out of all these songs, you wrote all of them except one.
Yeah, I did, man.
That's quite a talent.
Well, thank you.
Unbelievable. Now, you can visit Smokey at www.smokeyrobinson.com. Also, he's on Facebook and Twitter. Do you understand all that Twitter stuff? I get
Well, I do, but, I don't constantly Twitter for myself. Well, I've been on tour so much this year. I have a guy who is a very close friend of mine. In fact, he's one of my recording engineers, and he basically handles the Twitters for me. I don't know that I could even Twitter all the time. You know, okay, well, I'm on my way to the store. Okay, I just bought, you know, I don't know that I can handle that one.
I just recorded a new CD called Smokey Robinson Now and Then. Now that's,
I can tell them that.
Yeah, you got to do that. When you do a song that has such a hit, like Going to a Go-Go and stuff like that, do you ever concern yourself, like the first six that you did, do you ever concern yourself when you go in the studio of redoing it, not the same way or it's a different arrangement? Do you ever get concerned about doing it over again?
No, I don't, Ron. You know, when I recorded those songs live, I did them basically like they've always been done.
Yes.
Of course, time changes everything, and so they've changed a tiny bit throughout the years. And then when you sing them over and over and over again, see, for me, and I'm honest about this. I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. I do all those concerts every year, but every night, those songs are new to me. I mean, I never get bored with them or complacent or anything like that. You know, I'm having so much fun on stage, and those songs are new. So I always look at them as new songs.
That is probably one of the wisest things I've ever heard from any singer. And the reason being is that, you know this, so many times singers will be tired of doing the arrangement that they did on the record that they'll start doing different things to it, and it's not like the record, and the people come to hear it like the record.
Yeah, they do. So you can't change them so outlandishly that nobody recognizes them.
Yeah, there's a group that I went to see, and I said, those aren't those songs, you know? In fact, I'll give you another example, but I'll do it off the air when I won't mention the name.
Okay.
But this is terrific. Again, everybody, you have to go, because now available is this brand new CD by the legend of Smokey Robinson, Now and Then, 6 live recordings, which are phenomenal, 6 studio recordings, but done like they were a live performance with the band present in the studio, and of course, sung by the great Smokey Robinson.
Well, we do, Ron, and I appreciate you doing it, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Our very special guest, Smokey Robinson. Get this brand new CD now with a lot of his greatest hits recorded again called Now and Then. And don't forget to check out Smokey's website, SmokeyRobinson.com. Smokey, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
People say I'm the life of the party.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was having difficulty breathing on Friday before he left the White House, and he did receive oxygen before he went to Walter Reed Medical Center. It's standard protocol for treatment of the coronavirus. The president's physician, Dr. Sean Connolly, says there are a few conditions that place the president into a higher health risk.
He's 74, he's male, and he is slightly overweight. Other than that, he's very healthy.
He also said
he did have a fever Thursday into Friday, and since Friday morning, he's had none.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said that the president went through a very concerning period on Friday. He also said, we're still not on a clear path yet to a full recovery. On Friday, the president was given a single dose of an experimental drug that supplies antibodies. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Seggi today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. She's quite a lady. There's no doubt about it. She was the first woman ever elected to the United States Senate from the great state of Tennessee. She represented Tennessee's 7th District in the United States Congress for 16 years and served as a state senator for 4 years. She has a new book out right now that's called The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country. Joining us right now is the Honorable U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. Hello, Senator. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to be with you.
Senator, this is an intriguing book. Basically, it's talking about the liberal bias that society has against the conservative women. I guess you could kind of say that the attention that the news media and universities give women these days are liberal women and not conservative women. And it might be the temperature of the society right now, which is unfair.
Well, it is unfair. And, you know, one of the main things that women will say, all women, whether they're liberal or conservative, they will say, you know, I want to see fairness. But when it comes to how the media and how society responds to conservative women, it is anything but fair. And I actually wrote the book with a very intentional purpose, and it was to address that bias and to give women a way to fight back. Because what I have found is whether a woman is in the public sector or the private sector, or maybe she's a community volunteer, so many times they will say, you know, the media treats liberal women with kid gloves, but they treat conservative women terribly. They'll ridicule you and mock you, say that you're out of step with the times, you're a throwback to another era. And that is just not true. And, you know, I have to tell you, Ron, I'd be speaking to women's business groups, and it seems like every time during question and answer, somebody raises their hand. And they will say, I'm neither Democrat nor Republican. I'm an independent. I look at the issues. I look at the candidates. So I started saying, tell me what your filter is. They would say, oh, I want fairness, I want equality, I want justice. I don't want government making the decisions for my family or for our health care or children's education. We want government out of the way so that everybody can have equal opportunity to achieve and to dream. I realized what they were doing was giving me a conservative construct for their belief system. They just didn't realize they're conservative because conservatives are so maligned in the media and in the press. And if you listen to the mainstream media, if you watch women's TV programming, you're reading magazines, you think that conservatives are a bunch of old gray-haired guys that are trying to lord over everybody and spoils of their work for themselves and don't want opportunity for anyone. And that is just not true. This is a good way to give people the opportunity to kind of bolster themselves, protect themselves, explain who they are, why they believe what they believe, whether it's to a coworker, a family member, or one of their children.
Are conservative women less likely to make these headlines because they are traditional?
The left sends out their talking point on a daily basis, and I actually have a chapter in the book called The Stepford Wives of Liberalism, and it's about how the left kind of approaches sending out these talking points and how you hear the pundits and the newscasters all use the same word, the same phrases, the same inflection. And in this, they find a way to elevate the left and to denigrate the right. So I thought it was important to go back in and cover our heritage, which is really a noble heritage, how conservatism came to be, going back to Jerusalem, our Judeo-Christian ethic, the appreciation for the rule of law from the Romans, our structure of government, from the British and from Parliament, and then going to Philadelphia and our nation's founding documents. All of this was established on what we term in modern-day conservatism as conservative principles.
I wonder sometimes, and I say this respectfully, is when you're watching television and you see the coverage that liberal women like AOC gets compared to the coverage that possibly you get or some other conservatives in the House and in the Senate, if that really drives home the point that you're bringing to the forefront in the book, The Mind of a Conservative Woman, because I think that it's more exciting for a newscaster or a journalist to talk about something that is far from reality than possibly what you're discussing or you're bringing to light.
Yes, indeed, they do. And this book is timed for the battle that we're going to have over the next couple of months with a Supreme Court justice. And it's one of the reasons in the book I kind of have some guidelines on how to talk about difficult issues, because this is one of the things that women need in order to shore themselves up.
There are so many pressures being put on both Biden and the president, and these are the things that I think, because of social pressures and the liberal media, that really present an uproar in our society these days. I mean, are qualifications no longer a factor, Senator?
Qualifications should be a factor. And you want someone who is well qualified. Indeed, as I have run for office, I've always said, don't vote for me because I'm a female. Vote for me because I'm the most well qualified for the job. Mm-hmm. What President Trump has said with this nominee is he has women who are constitutionalists, traditionalists, to take Justice Ginsburg's place, and then we will move forward with the through the nomination and the confirmation process with that nominee.
You support a free market that rewards women who apply their talents and raise their integrity and their talents to great heights. In other words, whether it's liberal or conservatism, but liberal seems to be taking the main stage. They are leaving
Correct.
Conservative women behind, and these are the people that are equally or maybe even more so fulfilling that freedom of faith and values and talents and rising to great heights.
Well, that is correct. And that is why it is so important to encourage these women. And here's a great example of this. I had talked during the work we're doing is we're bringing this book out. A young woman mentioned to me she had been honored and elevated and had achieved something in her company, and she was thrilled. She had worked hard and she had earned it, and she was widely praised in her company. What she found out from one of her coworkers, who is also a conservative, is that the women who were liberal were furious that she had received the attention and the elevation. And their comment behind this girl's back was, well, she doesn't know anything about women's rights, women's achievement, women's advancement, because she's a conservative and she's pro-life. She's not pro-choice. She is pro-religion. She is not secular. And they were astounded that she had been elevated. Now, that is what young women are facing in the corporate world today. And I told this young lady, I said, hold your head high. Accept the praise. And if they ever have the nerve to say something to your face, let them know. If you pushed away a barrier, if you broke a glass ceiling, I would applaud you. And we can look at that with the example of Justice Ginsburg, her best friend, Antonin Scalia.
Right.
And I will tell you, I hope I am as fierce and forceful an advocate for conservative women as she was, Justice Ginsburg was, for liberal women.
Yeah. Very good. Very good point. And I know that you will be. The name of the book is The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country. It is penned by our guest, United States Senator Marsha Blackburn from the great state of Tennessee. Senator, you're a great guest. I enjoy watching you on TV. Please join us again sometime so we can talk about this and some other issues in the news. Would you do that?
I would love to join you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day, and good luck in the coming activity that you're going to be faced with here in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Our guest has been United States Senator Marsha Blackburn from the state of Tennessee, talking about her new book, The Mind of Conservative Women. And a reminder to you, if you want to hear our show on demand, you can do so by going to Ron Sedgwick. ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get to the home page, there's an icon that says Listen Live. You can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause only momentarily. We'll be back with more with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
World, it's Ron Segi today. Our next guest with us, not only a great actor, but he's making his literary debut with a new book out right now called Master and the Little Monk. Joining us right now is Dirk Blocker. Hi, Dirk. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you. I'm glad to be here.
I saw this book, and I was blown away. I did not realize that you had such a strong passion for youngsters and you went back to school after so much success in the entertainment business so that you could teach elementary through high school between acting projects. That's great. Tell us about what made you do that, Dirk, before we talk about the book.
Well, you know, there was something that I think had kind of been missing, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but my wife was able to. She said, you know, for years I've heard you say that if you had one regret was that you started working right out of high school and you never had the college experience. And then I kind of realized, well, that was because that's something my dad emphasized so strongly in my life. So things weren't just flying off. The phone wasn't just ringing off the hook. I was getting a job occasionally here and there. And I wasn't pursuing it as strongly as I had when I was younger. And so I said, well, if I were younger, and she said, well, you're going to be 50 years old with a degree or without a degree. It's up to you. So she's always right. So I listened to her, went back to school, and struggled through math and some of the science work, but really enjoyed the experience a lot. And then afterwards got my teaching credential and started teaching school, loved it, enjoyed the experience very much.
What happens on a student's face when they walk in the classroom and they see Dirk Blocker as their teacher? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of a shocker at first, don't you think?
Well, to tell you the truth, outside of the theater arts departments or the film and television department, some of those people knew who I was. But, you know, largely, to tell you the truth, a lot of the young people were, they just knew I was Mr. B or Mr. Blocker. They didn't put two and two together quite often. So that, and actually, I kind of preferred that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, sure.
It meant I didn't have that to deal with. I could just be who I am,
right,
and present myself as a teacher.
Well, let's talk about this book. Okay, first of all, who did the drawings in it? Because they're really very well done.
I am so thrilled. Eric Scottness is the young man's name. He was an artist who worked on the show, on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the show I'm here in.
Sure.
And we became kind of friends over time. And so when I set out to do this, I thought, I need an illustrator. I think this book really could use some illustrations. I mentioned that to him, thinking he might recommend someone. And he said, well, do you mind if I read the story? And I said, no, here, read it. He came back and said, I would love to do this. And
really?
I said, oh, well, great. And he said, but I've never done it before. And I said, well, I've never published a book before, so we're both in this together. Let's do it.
Well, the point I like about the story is it applies so much to youngsters who have problem of being in the in crowd. A lonely young boy who is befriended by a unique mentor, if you will. I don't want to give any of the stuff away because it ruins the whole idea. Maybe you can describe it better without tipping the scale as to what happens.
You're doing a great job, Ron. I appreciate it, and that's exactly right. Life has dealt this young man some challenges that are a little more significant probably than most of us experience, and that leads to loneliness. He is an outcast where he lives, but his joy for life and his loving nature really inspires this other character who witnesses his comings and goings, inspires him to kind of take him under his wing, so to speak. So I'll just see if I can help you a little bit without telling the young man he's helping him. And they go on a journey together, basically. And through it, the young man learns a lot about his life and about who he is, and also about where maybe the purpose he has on this earth.
I think that's probably a message that is very good for the youth today. It probably has been very good for the youth for 1,000 years. We just don't recognize it as much as we do today when we hear in the news about children who seem to be, like, not in with the in crowd, and the peer pressure at a young age is brutal, is it not?
It's incredible. As a teacher, I saw a lot of that. And in fact, one of the things I would try to influence my students to consider is that you don't have to decide right today, what am I going to do with my life? Who am I going to be? I said, I know you're getting a lot of pressure from your parents and from people to make a decision about what college you're going to and this and the other. And I said, that's understandable. And you do have to consider the realities of the earth. But I said, but most of us spend our entire lives trying to figure out what is our purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we here? Because every one of us has a unique quality that lends itself to our fellow human beings. And, you know, sometimes it takes a long, long time. Sometimes we're in our elderly age before we actually find it.
Right.
That search, that journey, is really what life is all about. That's really more important than success. I've known a lot of terribly successful people who weren't very happy because they hadn't really discovered, what do I have to offer that's really unique and important to the to my fellow humans, to humanity.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately, when you're going through that climb to whether it's the top, the middle, where you ever end up, is that you don't know what it's going to happen, and you always think that, boy, you know, I'm never going to make it or, you know, be financially successful or anything. You know, I want to talk about your remarkable career. You started as a contract player at Universal while still in high school. You mentioned the fact that your Brooklyn Nine-Nine series, Detective Hitchcock on Fox, is a critically acclaimed comedy series. But I go down everything that you have done. It's really amazing. Little House on the Prairie, also MASH, Newhart, Criminal Minds, ER, Matlock, there's Johnny. List goes on, including Baba Black Sheep. Did you play on that when Red West was in that series?
I did. I was on that show from the pilot to the last episode. It was a great experience. And yes, Red West joined us, I think, in the second season, as I recall. I think that's when he joined the show. So I got to know Red. What a terrific guy.
Yeah.
And he brought incredible stories with him, and his work was just terrific. He really enhanced the show quite a bit.
Yeah, he had some great stories, and of course, we lost him last year. You know, Derek, I'm going to say something here, and I say this complimentary, okay, so please accept it as that. A lot of times we remember where we were when major things happened, when Kennedy was assassinated, 9/11, Elvis died. I can still remember, as it was yesterday, where I was and what I was doing when I learned of the death of your father.
Well, that's an incredible compliment, I suspect.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I certainly do. Of course,
sure.
Naturally, I'll never forget.
Sure.
But I have people say things like that to me, and it's never a burden for me to hear that. It's always it's uplifting because it's great to know that my dad touched as many people as he did.
Oh, yeah, I think more than a lot of people imagine, probably more than he imagined, too, I would assume. Well, Dirk, you are a great guest. You really are, and I wish you much luck with this, Master and the Little Monk. Will there be other literary items that will be coming out under your heading?
Well, I love to write, and
good.
So we'll just see. You know, I it's a very therapeutic endeavor for me, and I enjoy the process. So if I'm moved to put something else out there, if I feel like something out there is worth sharing, I will.
Well, Dirk, I hope that you get moved, because I tell you, this is a nice piece of work. I'm actually going to get two copies, one for my granddaughter and one for my grandson. I really think it's
perfect.
I really mean that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. I really, really appreciate it.
You're a great guest. Would you please come back and join us again, Dirk?
I would love to.
Okay, let's make a date of it. And congratulations on Master and the Little Monk, the latest book by our guest, Dirk Blocker, a star in his own right, and, of course, the son of the great Dan Blocker. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That wraps up our number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include comedian Tom Dreesen, legendary Motown King Smokey Robinson, Senator Marsha Blackburn from the great state of Tennessee, and actor Dirk Blocker. Next hour, one of the co-advisors for President Trump's re-election campaign, who also wrote a brand new book that's out right now, David Bossie. Then Michael Carbonaro will be here. He's a fabulous magician on the Carbonaro Effect on TV, and from Public Broadcasting, one of their top producers, Bob Chittister. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.